It's the UK Revival Crusade, and the theme is the healing of the nations. All week I've been saying to the Lord, even before, Lord, what do you want us to pray about? The Lord did not speak until this morning, but all week, about two or three scriptures have been ringing in my heart, which I knew God wanted to speak to us from. I'm going to talk very briefly, because if we're asking for healing, it means that we are sick. We have a saying in my language, nobody drinks medicine for the sick person. So if we are seeking healing from God, it means that there is something wrong with us. It is not just divisions, and if we are divided, then that is our condition. But the Lord wants to address the condition of Britain. We have sought to cover it, we've plastered it, we've gone about it in different ways, but God wants to have his say today concerning the condition of Britain. In Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 6, it says, "Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Britain does not know. My people do not consider." I substituted Israel with Britain. Verse 4, "Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backwards. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt even more and more. The whole head is sick. The whole heart faints from the sole of the foot, even to the head. There is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed nor bound, nor soothed with ointment." This is from God's perspective, how he sees this nation, his people. There is no soundness. From head to toe, from government to the least, across the land, there is no soundness. Our nation is sick. Britain is spiritually sick. We have blatantly rebelled against the Lord God, the Most High, and his Son Jesus Christ. We have rebelled against his authority. We have rejected his rule and laws, his ordinances and statutes. And this has resulted in a deep spiritual sickness and disorder. We celebrate what is morally and spiritually wrong. We legislate that which is an abomination to God. The abominable is celebrated as the new normal. Black is now white, and the perverse is now considered good. We are severely deceived and deluded in thinking that we are right, and this can continue forever. I want to say to you, on behalf of the Lord God, it cannot continue for him. This trend cannot continue forever without a response from heaven. And thank God that heaven is still holding back the flux of judgment until we get it right, the church. But God is saying to the nation, it cannot go on forever. We are deluded. The government is deluded to think it can continue the path it is on without any retribution. We see the symptoms in the disobedience, the corruptions, the perversions, unrighteousness, injustice against the poor, and the sexual perversions and immorality. We see it as a cancer, a growing cancer spreading. And we have rebelled and wronged the Lord so terribly that this spiritual sickness has spread to every aspect of the culture of this land. It has spread to every aspect of the culture. The Lord all week kept referring me to Micah. In Micah chapter 4, it says, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be upon the mountains. What are those mountains? I'll come to it in a minute, but those mountains represent the seven aspects and elements of culture. And God is saying that this disease has spread to every, is now a cultural thing. It's become cultural. The sickness has permeated every aspect of society. I will mention the seven. The first thing about culture is language. Now, political correctness is the language of the people. Others decide what you can say or cannot say. And when you say that which is of the word, you are branded. Anti this, anti that, anti that. We have a corrupt media that seeks its own good, so communicates only what will bring down the church. The agenda of the media is to bring down the church and anything that is of God. An antichrist media. There was once a time when the language of Britain was influenced by the scriptures. I bought a book at the 300th anniversary of the King James Bible. I have still have copies because I bought many copies of how the Bible influenced the language. That there are many things we say in the English language, we came straight from the Bible. Now we've overturned that and we are speaking anything which is against God. It is not politically correct to say Jesus is the only God. Whether we say it or not, he remains the only God. And we will say it that he is the only God. Two, marriage and family. And this is, the Lord gave me this word this morning. I shuddered. I trembled. Marriage and family. We have downgraded marriage. We have legalized cohabitation in place of marriage. Celebrated single parenthood. I mean, I know people get widowed and all of that. But we have celebrated, made it trendy not to marry, even in church. We have legalized same-sex marriage, legalized abortion, and divorce is on the increase. Now we are cloning and creating three-parent family. With the level of the rebellion, please see things from the perspective of the Most High God. The affront, God cannot ignore. Government, thirdly, has abandoned God as the king and the judge and the lawgiver of this nation. For Jehovah has always been the king of Britain, has been the lawgiver of Britain, and has been the judge of Britain. But we have abandoned him. We don't regard God in deliberation, in legislation making. We do not regard God. We operate in unrighteousness. The government does not regard the poor. I'm going to write to Theresa May, our prime minister. The Lord said to tell her the condition by which she will remain in government is if she will uphold righteousness and regard the poor. The same thing God said to Nebuchadnezzar. The government has failed the nation by opening the gates of the land and permitting other gods, giving other gods resident permits on this land. Other religions giving indefinite stay on this land. Sold the inheritance of Britain to other gods. And they built their shrines upon the holy land of the Most High God. Socioeconomy, the thing that grieves God about this socioeconomic aspect. He said, they defiled my Sabbath. I heard it in my ear. He said, they defiled Sunday trading. They defiled my Sabbath. The day of my holiness. They defiled my Sabbath. Greed. Wicked practices in business, even in agriculture. Since when did chickens start eating offal? We've changed agricultural practices so that we, out of our greed, we will produce more. And we are churning chickens every 6 weeks. We have desecrated the Sabbath. Think about it. Education. This grieves the Father. That we are not preserving and protecting the innocence and conscience of the next generation. Rather, we are teaching them the same rebellion and wickedness and perversions which has taken this nation from God and made us a reproach in His sight. We are now teaching the next generation to rebel against God. Whereas we are to teach the next generation to know God. You know, I don't know what you think of President Putin. But there was a series which ended recently on telly. And he said, the reason why I will not allow any propaganda for the gay, etc., etc., is that I want to preserve the conscience of the next generation. That when they grow, they will be able to make an informed decision. And we cannot preserve family if we are going to allow this. Where is Britain in this? Where? To think that David Cameron, on the day he resigned, stood boldly before national TV and boasted that what he did in government was to legalize homosexuality. I said, you just felt your own judgment. For that day, you were judged. Education. As for the arts, I don't want to talk much. Music industry. Fashion. Fashion. Ladies, why? I won't even go there. That's the sixth one. The arts. These are the things, when you talk of a culture, these are the things that form a culture. And God is saying that the cancer has spread to every part. He talks about religion. That's the final aspect. That we who once proclaimed Christ to the ends of the earth no longer recognize Jehovah as the true and only God. And His Son Jesus as the only way to salvation. And we have opened the doors. The Lord told me it would take a while for labor to come back. That was after Gordon Brown. Because He said labor has done worse to the moral fiber of Britain. Labor legalized Satanism. Labor legalized witchcraft as a religion in this land. And all these things are going on. And the gods are mocking. We were in Wales, and the old Celtic religions are being stirred back, stirred up, and they are saying, we were here before Christianity came. We were worshipping these things before Christianity came. I took the matter to God, and He said, go tell them, I am the Ancient of Days. I was here before they were here. I put my stake in this land before they were here. Hallelujah. England. I'm meant to be praying for England. Like I said, if I don't pray, it's okay. I've done what I was sent here to do. But England, God wants you to know that He holds you accountable. Because England has led the rebellion. As London, the seat of government, has caused most of these, you know, most of the deviations has come from Parliament. And God holds England responsible. He says, this land has become like the days of the judges when there was no king. So everyone did what was right in his sight. It's a sad, sad story, isn't it? But worse is yet to come. The Lord says that the biggest culprit and most damning culprit is the church. At least unbelievers are sinners, they will sin. We have sinned against God, Church of Jesus Christ, by not leading the nation to know Him. We are both leading the nation in rebellion and following as well. Everything I have mentioned so far, we see in the church. Everything. Everything I have mentioned so far, tell me that I am wrong or God is wrong. We see happening in the church. And yet we come on our Sundays, we come thinking we are okay. Even now here, we think we are okay. Micah tells us, what the role of the church should be. That in the latter days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the mountain and be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow to it. Many nations shall come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion the Lord shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Out of the church, the truth shall sound forth. We have leaders who cannot stand for truth. Somebody's wrote to me, said, let us agree to disagree. I said, that is an unfortunate statement. Because Jesus said, it's in our agreement that the world will know that we are his. So even if we are divided, let the truth unite us. Let truth unite us. Let truth make us one. Let us stand for the truth. We cannot stand for the truth. We can't stand for truth. The Archbishop of Canterbury, the Archbishop of York, all those leaders, they cannot stand for the truth of the gospel. We have failed the nation. That is why they are not coming, because Micah said that they will come. He says they will come and say, teach us the ways of your God. Teach us. That is the essence of the priesthood. And we call ourselves the royal priesthood. Wherever the priesthood is to lead the people in the knowledge and ways of God. But we have missed the boat. We have failed God. What we are doing now is diagnosing our problem so we can ask for healing properly. We have failed God. We have failed the land. We have failed the people. We have not exalted Christ and his kingdom in all the seven mountains. Upon the seven mountains, we have not upheld the truth of God's word. We have not upheld Jesus Christ. And that is why they are saying to us, we are irrelevant. We are irrelevant. We have nothing to contribute to the discussion because we have abandoned truth. The sad thing, he said, the church has not represented me as ambassadors. We are to be ambassadors of Christ. We have not represented him, and we have not presented him to the people. We have not sounded off the truth of his word, and have caused the people to walk in their delusion, in their deception, and in their rebellion. We have removed the ancient landmarks. And so the nation is lost and can't find its way to God. What will bring healing? The thing is, God has not given up on this land and seeks to heal and restore. He's stretching his hand to us, but we must come on his terms and condition. In Isaiah 1, I go back to Isaiah 1 from verses 6 to 20. It says, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and you rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Come, let us reason together. Despite, in spite of, irrespective of, nevertheless, I reach out to you, giving you another chance. Today we are here seeking healing. That God wants you to know that Britain will not be healed without Christ. And because Britain cannot be healed without Christ, Britain cannot be healed without the church, who is the body of Christ. The healing of the nation must begin with the cleansing and restoration of the church. Because the cancer, the disease is in the church. The church must be set right so that she'll be the vehicle, she'll be the instrument that God will use to restore the nation. Church, unless... Listen, we stand on the cusp of judgment. There was a judgment the Lord said to pronounce here. And I have restrained myself and I have restrained God. I have even had people come to me to say, God says you are standing in his way. I am standing in his way because I keep crying mercy. He said, call forth an earthquake to shake the foundation of establishment and strength. For Britain has prided itself in that the establishment and strength of a nation, which is not of God, we need God to shake that foundation. And he said, when I start shaking, you better be ready to stand. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. The solution is simple. Let the church repent. And let her humble herself and let her cry out to God in prayer and turn from her wicked ways. And God will hear and forgive and reverse the decaying spiritual condition of the land and people. If my people, not if the government, if my people who are called by my name, we will humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways. The hand of friendship is stretched towards us. I'm going to read from Zechariah chapter 3, and I'm going to read it as a prophetic word concerning the church. I'll be done soon. I know how much time I've been given. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua the high priest was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel of the Lord. Then the angels answered and spoke to those who stood before him. Take away the filthy garments from him. And Father, even now I pray that you take the filthy garments of the church. And he said to him, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. And I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him. And the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among these who stand here. Hear, O Joshua the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. Behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. Yes, that is Jesus Christ. Amen. Bringing a new revelation of Jesus. I'm bringing fresh revelation about Jesus. I'm sending forth a revival. That revival will not just be people falling down on the streets or anything. That revival will be an awakening to see him. Our eyes will be open to see the glorious Son of God. And we will see, when we see him, we will see ourselves. We will see him as the King of Kings, as the Lord of Lords, as the Son of God, the one to whom the nations has been given. I says, I'm sending forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that was laid before Joshua, upon the stone are seven eyes. And behold, I have engraved this inscription, says the Lord of hosts. And I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. The iniquity of the land will be removed in one day when the church is set right. And in that day, says the Lord of hosts, everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree. There shall be peace among the nations in that day. The church is the problem, and the church is the solution to the problem.